So what they're doing now with Sword and Shield is instead of introducing a whole new game, they're doing DLCs.
Okay.
Which is really cool. And they do introduce new Pokemon.
New Pokemon.
New Pokemans.
Mm-hmm.
Little by little. I don't know how many new...
It's not necessarily new Pokemon. There's some, like, regional variants, like when they introduced when Sun and Moon came out.
But oh, yeah, it's not all new.
It's not all new. It's actually what they're doing is releasing old Pokemon to come waves and stuff.
Right.
And so there's less in the Isle of Armor. Then there's going to be a lot more in the...
Tundra.
Yeah. So I think... I want to say it's a little less than 100 right now. And then when the Tundra one comes out, it's going to be around 100 new Pokemon, mm-hmm. quotation marks.
Mm.
It's just going to be old ones that you can bring, that you can actually catch without doing the, like, Pokemon Bank.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's Pokemon a whole... crap. That's a whole thing itself. God.
It's too confusing.
It's really confusing, and it's a paid service, too.
But people are... When I'm talking about, like, fanatics, they're fanatics.
Mm-hmm.
They... And, like, the method of getting certain type of Pokemon, like, their variants, people go through, like, crazy leaps and bounds, like shinies. Like they create like methods mm-hmm. to guarantee a faster rate of getting them. Oh, we can get into that like for hours.
That could be its own podcast.
Yeah, right.
That's how much there is to it.
But yeah, like the there's like the quality of design now. Like this game, this new one, they're good. Like, they're definitely not as obscure as, like, after Ruby and Sapphire, right?
Sinnoh was the last kind of normal one.
Right. Where it was, like, actual animals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mostly just all animals. And then Black and White came out. Then that's they started to really experiment.
Mm-hmm. What would be your game after, like, the OG gen?
Like, after...
After maybe, like, or I guess... Since that's your generation, like, what's your red and blue?
My red and blue? Since, I guess I won't count Soul Silver and Heart mm-hmm. Gold, since that's just a remake. It would have to be Platinum, the Sinnoh region. Oh the my Sinnar? Gosh. The Sinnoh.
The Sinnoh region.
The Sinnoh region.
Who's in that?
That was so much fun.
Really?
Oh my goodness. When they introduced... Turtwig.
Okay.
Yeah. Who was it? It was Turtwig.
Mudkip?
Mudkip, and I can think of his final evolution, Prime, Infernape.
The monkey, right?
The monkey one. Yeah. I forget, because I never use him. I never liked him.
Uh-huh.
But Turtwig was my Pokemon. That was the first time, besides the Hoenn region choosing Treecko, I guess in my generation, I would choose Turtwig any day.
Oh, yeah, Turtwig, because he turns into...
Torterra.
Yeah, Torterra.
Such a cool turtle Pokemon. I thought awesome. He was such a cool Pokemon.
Yeah.
But that's my game. I will play that. I'll redo that game so many times.
Really?
Switching through all of it, because it's so much fun. Nice. And also, when I first got the game, I thought, this made me so mad. So there's this one area where you're in a grass area, you're fighting the villains and whatever. Like, the first time you're actually fighting them. And there's... In this grassy area, on the top left corner, there's an area you have to go through to continue. I didn't know that because it didn't seem obvious to me at the time. I was stuck in that area thinking I glitched the game. Turtwig was level, like, almost 10. I evolved him to Torterra.
I thought this man was about to say, I got so frustrated, I restarted the game.
I did. I restarted the game because I got so mad. Because I didn't want Torterra at the time because then it would be too OP and then the game would be too easy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was stuck there for 2 hours plus. I was just, because I was like, because they give you hints, but I didn't realize it meant to go to a new area because there was an open area. Once I saw it, it was really obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, it wasn't obvious at all. And so I just kept trying everything. I kept clicking A on every little spot thing. There was a hidden like item, you know, sometimes when they do that.
Right.
So I thought that was a thing. I kept talking to the NPCs.
Mm-hmm.
I kept fighting because I was like, oh, maybe I have to evolve him already? Which made no sense.
You thought way too
deep.
He
was, like, grinding before, like, actually having to grind.
I was grinding without intentionally trying to grind, basically. And it took way too long. But I thought that was really funny. But, yeah. Platinum, Diamond and Pearl Platinum, that's my top, one of my top games.
What were the legendaries in that?
Palkia, Dialga.
Oh.
Yeah. And then they introduce the, like, god Pokemon. Yeah. I can't see. He's white. Four legs. You can, like, they introduce the plates. The, like, element plates where it's, like, the grass plate, the fire plate, and he can change into those and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that gets too crazy.
That's, yeah.
Like, that's too much for me.
I think that's also when they introduced Darkrai.
Sure.
The, like, moon Pokemon, the moon legendary Pokemon. Oh, that was so cool.
Sure. Whatever you say.
Yes.
All, I thought that was such an awesome game. I loved that one.
Yeah, like, it goes back to, like, what we were saying. It's, like, it just gets, like, the lore could have been set up so much better if they didn't tell you the game only knows 150 in the beginning. It's like, okay, well then how are they legends then? Like, they just came out of nowhere? Like, what's the time frame of, like, all of that, right?
Also, Giratina, the shadow one, the shadow legendary Pokemon. Oh my gosh, he's the legendary for Platinum. That was wild. And then when they introduced, like, yeah, there's a lot. There's one.
You can't see my face, but I'm just like, suspect.
Yeah, you guys can't see our face, and we're just kind of like, what? And Aaron's over here laughing at us because we don't know what's going on.
They introduced more than 10 legendaries, what new legendaries into the game.
For a game?
For the game.
That's dude, Diamond, we only had like three each game.
At least three.
Three.
At least three.
Yeah, red and blue. Oops. Red and blue. Articuno, Zapdos, and Moltres.
But you could also get Mew.
But you could also get Mew. But I honestly thought of Mew as like, how did you get Mew in the original game?
You had to cheat.
You had to cheat, right?
You kind of had to cheat, yeah.
After the
Gold Nugget Bridge. Or you had to cheese like a certain thing. You had to like trade something.
Oh, I did it the cheat way.
What, the missing no?
Yeah, the missing no and the Mew.
Oh, man,
I did that way too many times.
Let's talk about missing no. That was like one of the first times I like actually felt guilty doing like a cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Like other games, you just like you input bunch, like, oh, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't remember how I came about knowing how to do missing no. But after I did it, I spammed rare candies like nobody's business.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But then after I leveled up all my Pokemon to like 100, I felt so dirty. I was like, this isn't right.
Yeah, I remember like my friends, they'd always have like level hundreds of like whatever. And I'm here stuck at like trying to grind through like level 60. Mm-hmm. Right.
And it gets hard at like after 60.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I kind of envied them just because I was like, I wish my Pokemon were like level 100. And like, because I remember like me being a little naive at the time, I was kind of like, oh, let's battle.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. So we'd all connect our Game Boys. Mm-hmm. And then like, I'd show up like, yeah.
It's super competitive.
I'd be like, yo, check out my level 60 like Charizard. And they'd be like, nah, nah. Look at my like level 100 Blastoise. And I'm like, no. Oh my. Oh my God.
And this is before, like way before they started just like, doing even level competition,
yeah,
right, where it's only level 50 or whatever, but it depended on your Pokemon stats.
Yes.
Yeah, but yeah, so like that missing no cheat, legendary.
And there's so multiple ways to do it.
I only knew one way to do it,
because you could do it on the island, on the, it's the island right before you go back to Palutena.
Before you go back to Palutena,
so Cinnabar.
Cinnabar. You could get it at Cinnabar. I think there was another place you could get it. I was it at Cinnabar.
No, I just did it the PC cheat.
Oh, yeah. You could do the
where
PC
you, like,
cheat.
Trade or whatever.
And I think that was the way you could get Surfing Pikachu.
In what?
Like the PC cheat. I forget.
No, in what game?
I think Red, Blue, and Yellow. What? I did it in Yellow because I had Yellow.
Oh.
Or you had it, and that's what I
played. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, yeah.
Oh, Yellow was a great
you
one.
Could, yeah, you could get Surfing Pikachu. I thought that was so
nice.
Cool. Yeah, that was so much fun when they finally was able to do it.
But yeah, what were we talking about before that?
The Pokemon, the game that was my game that I played.
Oh, yeah, so... Mew. Gold and Silver, they had...
Lugia
and Hoho.
I was going to say
Luigi.
Like...
Luigia.
Luigia. Yeah, I was literally about to say it.
Lugia and Ho-Oh.
Ho-Oh, yeah.
But you also had on top of that, the three dogs.
The three dogs. Who was y'all's favorite? That's a real question.
Entei.
What was the
Suicune?
Raikou.
Oh, the
mine was Raikou. However you say it.
Entei was the fire one.
I think mine was Suicune.
Suicune's sweet. Like, what a cool name.
Raikou, mm-hmm. For sure.
Like, those three names were super sweet. And their design was really mm-hmm. awesome.
Yeah, getting when Gold and Silver, when Heart Gold and Soul Silver came out, and being able to actually see them,
and then you chase them.
And then you chase them, and then when you actually get them, and then if they're the first Pokemon in your like team,
yeah.
and you see them behind you, yep. that was the coolest.
Oh, when they can actually like walk behind you.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That
was they can actually walk behind you.
When they start introducing stuff like that, mm-hmm. I was like, okay. Yeah.
And then the animated HMs.
Oh yeah,
like the rock climb. Mm-hmm. In the cut, and you can actually see them do it instead of it just being black
yeah.
and then go, or just like, you know
I don't
what I mean?
Remember. Was Gold and Silver also they introduced Celebi?
Yes.
Yeah. That's so there was six legendaries then.
Yes, because you could get Celebi when Crystal came out, I think.
Yeah, I remember getting all of them. I also remember getting the dogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember being so frustrated because, like, sometimes they would do that stupid move where you get paralyzed, and then they hit you with Roar, and then they run away, and you're like,
"Yeah,
oh
god,
oh my god, dude!" That's why you always had to have like at least some kind of Pokemon that had like a counter to that. So like,
yeah, could it like
bind or something like that? Yeah, it was crazy. And then like
one that was like impervious to Roar,
mm-hmm, and then you really had to stack up on like Ultra Balls and whatnot.
Yeah, the thing, I don't know why. In every game, the legendaries, I had to catch it in a Pokeball. I can't do any other.
Damn,
you're nuts.
I've caught every legendary in a Pokeball, except for when they make you use a Master Ball.
Oh, like Mewtwo? Yeah.
I can't. I get too frustrated. I'm like, I need a higher success rate.
Yeah, yeah.
Something about it being so satisfying, throwing it out, and it comes out of a Pokeball, like a regular Pokeball, mm-hmm. it's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's another thing. So like when you catch your Pokemon, did you ever spam your A button?
Yes.
All the time. Oh heck yeah.
Do you ever sometimes think that like there's a rhythm to doing it, so you're always like try out different rhythms
yes.
of like clicking it? Or yeah. you just like literally
spamming it? For me it was either spam it or hold the crap out of it.
Uh-huh.
Like really like oh, it's gonna be this time. Mm-hmm. I know. And then when it worked, obviously, your like confirmation bias is
I'll do it.
I did it three different ways. I'd spam it,
uh-huh.
I'd press it with the shake,
mm-hmm.
or I'd hold it.
Yeah.
Those are the ways that I do it.
Yeah, see, for me, it's like sometimes I'd spam it, or like I'd do like a rhythm thing, right? Uh-huh. So like I tap it, and then like when it starts shaking, I'll stop, and then I'll like start tapping again. I mean, whatever works, right?
Yeah, whatever works. It's only crazy if it doesn't work,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm trying to think of like other ways I thought that I knew I would catch it. But I'm like you. I just want it to be done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go through any more work after getting it to like the red HP
yeah.
bar. Like it needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? I'd get it to the red, paralyze it, make it sleep. And then I just go.
He did everything. He poisoned
everything.
It.
Yeah.
I'd put it to sleep.
I'd legit buy like 200, 300 Pokeballs mm-hmm. when I know I'm about to face up against a legendary. Yeah. And I'd be like, I'm so ready for this. Yeah. I save right before, you know, when you see it.
You always save right before.
Always save. As soon as you catch it.
Mm-hmm. Before and after.
Oh, before and after, yeah, true.
Once Heart Gold and Soul Silver came out, I think also what I tried to do, I would press the left and the right bumper and then press A.
All on advance or DS? What is that?
On the DS.
Yeah.
On the DS, I press left, right, mm-hmm. and then I just spam the A button or hold it, thinking it would work.
You never know. No one has confirmed or denied,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because there have been times where I didn't do it and it didn't catch. And then right after I do it, it catches. It's mm-hmm. like, that works.
Yeah. It works.
It's the best feeling when it's your last Pokemon.
No, that's always
whatever.
That's always the best feeling. You're like, because like sometimes like I'll buy but sometimes I think I forget to buy enough.
Yeah.
And so when I go into it and it's like, okay, I'm throwing balls, nothing's happening. And then you get down to your like last four or five and you're just like this is it. This is crunch time right here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then like you said, like dude, when you get to the last one and it works, do you feel so satisfied?
Facts. Especially when it's like the higher tier balls. And like you didn't like fight enough people or whatever, you didn't have enough money to get as many as you wanted. And you have to just make like the 10 work.
Yeah, you make do with what you have. I think there was even one time because that game started introducing the apricots.
Yes.
Right? Oh, yeah. So you can get the apricots and you can get the special balls
made.
I think I farmed like a lot of those and then started making special balls. Mm-hmm. And then bought on top of that all the other like ball, regular. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The regular ones, yeah.
Let's talk about Pokeball design. They changed like crazy.
Are there new ones?
Yes. Well, I don't know. See, well, that's the thing. I don't know if they're new to me.
Mm. I only remember most of like the apricot ones and then just the original Pokeball to Master Ball.
Yeah.
That's all I remember.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's anything like new.
I forget what, if when the apricots were introduced, if that was all the new Pokeballs or if they introduced one, because I don't really remember. I feel like they were just there after the apricots. It was just all the ones you could make.
Okay, I just repeated it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
because I don't remember them ever mentioning when the new games would come out. Like, oh, here's a new Pokeball.
Mm-hmm. I want to say in Sword and Shield, there's definitely new.
I don't think so.
Well, let's see.
Well, okay, I lied. I remember now. Sun and Moon introduced the Beast Balls.
Beast Balls.
Wait, Beast Balls. You got Beast Balls, boy.
I got some Beast Balls.
Because there were the special Pokemon that you could catch in Sun and
Moon. Oh. Yeah, you got me.
Hold on, I need to pull that up. It's been a while since I've played Sun and Moon.
But they came out with like really cool like ball design,
mm-hmm.
I think. That's one thing they didn't skimp out on.
In Sun and Moon, they introduced the Ultra Beasts. That's what it was.
What does that mean? Like
this, beast balls this got a little
ultra
weird.
Ultra Beast Ball.
This got a little weird. If you want to look, here's one of them. Here's one of the, like, maybe 10 Ultra Beasts. It's kind of like...
And that's a ball?
Wire cables. This is a Pokemon.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a Pokemon.
Apricorn balls.
Yeah. And then here's another Ultra Beast, I think.
What the hell?
Yeah, they're really weird. How? Sun and Moon kind of...
And you can only catch those with this
with a beast ball.
Beast ball.
Hmm. That's all, yeah. They were made to catch these Pokemon because that's what was the new thing in Sun and Moon was these Ultra Beasts, these like weird Pokemon that came from a different dimension. And you could actually go into the dimension.
Wait,
the legendary
so
Pokemon.
So now
to
now
go
there's
into
different
it.
Dimensional Pokemons?
Yeah,
wait,
like what?
Wait, what?
Only in Sun and Moon. They didn't do that afterwards. Well, okay, they kind of did. When was it? Pokemon. In the Sinnoh region, there was kind of a different dimension where Cresselia, the moon,
but what does it mean?
Like, why?
Is this like, what kind of dimension? Is it dimension like the unknown? You know how they kind of have their own.
It's the unknown. You don't know anything much about it besides that the Ultra Beasts come from it. And you can go into it to catch them. Yeah.
Oh, so speaking of unknown. Did you catch every letter of the
no
unknown?
No way.
No, that was hard for me.
No
I tried.
I didn't see the point, honestly.
I don't know.
I tried, but I gave up.
I'm sure people have, but...
Because isn't it like you have to show up during a certain time of day for like certain ones?
I think
ones,
they're specific.
And then you have to be like in a certain area of the like unknown dungeon to catch
them. Yeah, or
them.
Like the ruins or whatever. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
No, I never tried to catch all of them.
If I saw one, I saw one.
So do they count? Yeah. Do they count unknown as one Pokemon, and then there's like 26 different letters?
That's a good question.
Of unknown, or are they 26 like separate owned Pokemon?
Oh, so then there's like
they're part of that 100, you know, from that.
I think they're one Pokemon, different variations.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I could be wrong though, so don't quote me on that.
Okay, so speaking of the balls, so has there always been a luxury ball?
Yes.
Repeat ball?
Yes.
Time ball?
Oh. Oh yeah, those,
at least from Sinnoh.
Yeah, those were the. I remember
playing
those.
That's for the apricorn
ones. Yeah. I remember playing those. Yeah.
The dive ball, the net ball, the quick ball, the love ball,
the dark ball,
the dark ball. Wait.
Not dark ball. The
dusk ball.
Dusk ball.
Dusk ball.
Which was king in Sword and Shield.
Yes, that is very true.
Isn't that weird? Like, as soon as you can get dusk balls, your catch rate increased like to 60 plus percent.
For any?
Once they started introducing the night cycle.
Oh, yeah, like the night and day cycle.
Night and day cycle started. I want to say black and maybe black and white. Mm-hmm. It might have been XYZ. But it was one of those two games where they introduced the night and day cycle. Oh, no, sorry. Platinum. Diamond and Pearl and Platinum. And Heart Gold Soul Silver, because they all came out around that time. Mm. So they use the same engine.
I don't remember day night cycle in
Heart
Gold.
There was a day and night cycle. Because you could also watch when you're catching the dogs in Heart Gold Soul Silver. You could see like at what time of the day they might be somewhere. Or like it'll show the night and day.
I guess it's been a while since I played that one then.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It was around that time when they introduced the night and day cycle.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, because Sun and Moon had it.
Yes. Yeah.
Obviously, Sun and Moon.
No.
I wonder if they're ever gonna end the franchise.
I mean, if it gets any more lazy than an ice cream and a trash bag, then I think they should
literal garbage.
Garbodor. That's
literally
the last evolution, I think.
A Pokemon made out of garbage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, if it gets any worse than that, then that at that point you should just stop already.
But I don't know how they can end. It feels like they can just continue and continue.
I think they could end it where, like, he just wins everything and there's nothing else to win.
But, like, he did. In Sun and Moon, he finally won the league. In Sun and Moon.
Okay, so
but is that league the same as...
Is that, like, the World League?
Is that the same league that we see in, like, the original anime? Or, like, the... Or...
Oh, like when like the very first like opening scene was like that.
Okay, Sun and Moon was a little different. It wasn't necessarily badges. Like it was badges, but they didn't really call it that or something. And the league wasn't necessarily like the Indigo League. It wasn't just fighting. It was more than just fighting, I think. I remember
correctly. Well, because like each region had their own
Tournament. Yeah,
it was their own version of the tournament in Sun and Moon.
So then what's that?
I think it was mirroring the culture that they were going with for Sun and Moon.
So what's the one that he wins?
Huh?
The one that he wins is...
In Sun and Moon.
And that's like the league?
At the time.
So he didn't win all the leagues then. He just won that league.
No, he just won that one.
Oh yeah, no, he definitely did not win.
Because every anime he always lost.
Yeah.
Because that's his only league win.
That's his only league win.
Yes, that's his only league win.
Yeah, so I'm saying
he officially becomes the champion.
Yes.
Yeah, for that league at that time.
Of that league and of that area.
Yeah. So I'm saying, like, he should just win every league from every region, and then he could be
call quits.
Yeah.
But he didn't. I think the anime did that because they wanted to continue a different
area. Well, of course. Again, like I said, it's a cash grab, right?
Yes.
They want to make money.
And I don't know why, if they want to do a cash grab, why they would do the anime the way it is now.
Yeah.
Which makes
mad. Here's a fun fact about the Pokemon Company. When they were trying to introduce it into the U.S. market.
I'm getting flashbacks to your
I remember talking about this.
Holy crap, you remember that?
I do.
Holy crap.
That was just yesterday.
Yeah, that was yesterday you told us about that. Oh, gosh.
One fun fact, because we were laughing about it already.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to change up the design to cater to U.S. kids. So when, I guess, Nintendo USA was pitching the idea of certain changes, design changes, they pitched Pikachu. And I kid you not.
I can't get enough of this.
To the listeners, they wanted Pikachu to look like, what did I say? A big-breasted tiger.
Big-breasted tiger.
Take that however you will.
How does that cater to Americans? That's what I wanted.
I guess, you know, young American children.
Because America's about, you know,
big-breasted tigers.
Imagine if Pikachu had that change for just the U.S. market.
I don't think I could do it.
It would have tanked so hard.
I feel like that would look so weird.
Just thinking about it is weird.
The fact that they had to say big-breasted. Are tigers big-breasted?
Tigers don't even have breasts.
They have teats. Big teat tiger.
Big
teat. Oh my god. That's one fun fact.
Anyway, we digress. Anyway.
So talking about like the cash grab, whatever.
Yeah.
When they decided when they were thinking about pitching the idea to move it to the U.S. market, Japan was so worried because obviously RPGs do really well in Japan,
mm-hmm.
but they don't do so well in America or back in the day. So they were super afraid that kids... I was reading this on Twitter. They were saying how, like, Japan was afraid that the American kids weren't going to like it because they don't like RPGs and they don't like reading.
Oh, my.
I was like, yeah, that's a slight jab to American kids. I mean, but it makes sense.
I mean, they're not wrong.
Yeah, they're not wrong. I don't like reading, so.
So they were afraid. They thought the success rate was going to be, like, 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
But now they're a $100 billion company.
Yeah.
Which is nuts. But yeah, a big-breasted tiger.
Just to take away from anything, it's big-breasted tiger.
So stupid. Like, sometimes just like American design mentality is just so stupid. Like, they wonder how people wonder. Well, I guess, you know, they're like, I'm thinking about it in like car terms.
Mm-hmm.
America is like bottom of the barrel when it comes to car design.
Mm-hmm.
Think of Japan, Europe.
Mm-hmm.
The cars are nice, elegant, sleek. And it's not until like, I feel like not until like recently they really started being better at their car designs. But obviously there's classics like the Mustang, Camaro, all that. There's always Corvette. Oh man. Like, America's mentality and design is just, like, so...
Well, it's really funny that you put it that way. So, like, for American cars, it's always about American muscle, right?
Right.
So, it doesn't strike me that they suggested a big-breasted lion or tiger.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they think that it's, like, it should be, like, so manly mm-hmm. or whatever. An electric mouse.
Yeah.
Like, what more do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't mess that up. But this fun fact of a Twitter that I follow called Lost Pokemon, where it talks about, like, kind of like behind the scenes
yeah.
of, like, what was going down before it came to America, or, like, the sprite design of, like, certain Pokemon. Which is really cool. But yeah, I mean, Pokemon is that global phenomenon. That's so crazy. Like, I used to be kind of embarrassed. Like, oh yeah, I like Pokemon when I'm like 18, 17. But now I'm just like, yo, you want to see my plush collection?
I don't think I was more or less like embarrassed. I just never really talked about it.
That's true.
I didn't really find a reason to like boast.
Mention it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're gonna say something, Dominic?
On the topic of Pikachu, imagine if Clefairy was the mascot for Pokemon. Because when they were deciding,
was it supposed to be?
When they were deciding who the Pokemon for Ash would be, they were considering Clefairy.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It wouldn't have hit the same.
I don't think so either.
That would have been. I think if they chose Clefairy, Pokemon would not nearly be as where it is today.
Nope.
Unless they did something with Clefairy that's completely different. than how it's portrayed.
Like, I'm looking at my AirPods holder, and it's Pikachu. Trying to imagine Clefairy on here.
It doesn't hit the same.
I guess there's, like, you can do a deeper dive of, like, Pikachu's design. Of, like, why it works so well. Clefairy?
Right?
I'm picturing Clefairy, who is cute. Fat.
Fat.
Or, you know, fluffy looking. Just look at Pikachu. Like,
yeah, so, okay.
You really can't
pulled
picture
it up. Okay, yeah, here, I pulled it up on Google.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If Google will load. Okay, but anyway, yeah, just, like, looking at it, you don't get that same, like, dude, that's a cool Pokemon.
You don't get the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. It's not, I feel like Clefairy is not universe.
I don't know, just, like, looking at it is...
It's cute, but...
It's cute, but...
It doesn't scream, I represent Pokemon. What's that picture?
This?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't...
It's the color for me.
The color?
Yeah. Pink. Not saying that, you know, it's because it's for girls. I just don't like pink representing.
It doesn't strike you as something.
It doesn't strike me as something that can represent
a franchise.
This particular franchise. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't look at, like I said, I wouldn't look at Clefairy and be like, ah, that's Pokemon. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That stands for Pokemon. Pikachu with, like, the, you know, yellow.
Red cheeks.
Electricity. Seems strong enough, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the facial design. That's Pokemon. Well, and now, apparently, like, I've noticed lately, like, Eevee's starting to be that also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how, like, it started, but...
Let's go Eevee and Pikachu.
Well, I know that, but yeah. I wonder why Eevee became so... Well, I guess it became so popular because of the amount of evolutions it has.
Yeah, and continues to have. Except this...
It didn't
this
have
one. This one didn't have one.
It was...
Sylveon was the last one.
Sylveon?
I don't even know what that is.
The fairy type.
Oh, Sylveon, like, Leafeon.
I think it's because of the fairy type that they released.
Oh.
They had... They... gave one because he has one for every other.
I only know element. Up to Umbreon and Espeon.
Actually, same. Well, I know, like, Leafeon.
Yeah, Leafeon was introduced with Umbreon and Espeon.
Oh. Because
you evolve it by being next to a boss stone, like, in the game.
There's another, like, story continuity plot hole.
Oh, yeah, the fact that there was only 3 evolutions for Eevee.
Yeah.
But now there's, like, 6, 7
for almost eight. Every there's none for fighting or flying.
So 3, 6, 9
8 or 9
like that. Something like that. And more on, like, evolution. How, like, there's Mega Evolve.
Mm-hmm.
How we were talking about.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, so you don't want to always see Charizard or Blastoise. Kids are probably like, I wish there was more. This is kind of boring now. I get it. But just, like, the whole story of it all.
Eh.
Like, Dynamaxing. And, like, Gigantamax. It's cool, but I was...
Yeah, no, it definitely threw me off with the whole Dynamax. And it becomes
Do you
bigger.
Know about that?
So... This is completely new.
Oh, boy.
The premise behind Sword and Shield is there's a certain type of energy that... What's the region called?
Oh, boy.
I don't even know the region.
I forget. It's based off of the UK.
I can't believe I don't remember. I haven't played it in a bit. So the region... The professor of that region found out a way to harness Dynamax energy.
Mm-hmm. Dynamax crystals.
Dynamax crystals.
In certain areas.
In certain areas.
The Galar region.
Galar region. And she was able to harness it and use it on Pokemon, and it transforms them in a different way. One way is making them huge.
Mm-hmm.
Another way is actually making them huge and a different version of like, a different variation of themselves. And the premise of it is that energy, what was it? That energy is like the main source of of the world. But what's the name of the Pokemon that's like purely Dynamax energy?
The legendary. That was a weird legendary.
Yeah. It goes like haywire.
Yeah.
Summons him, which in turn summons the legendary dogs of that region to defeat them.
Oh, the two like mascot legendaries.
Yeah. Like, I was kind of... That was like probably the only thing... That was the only thing that like kind of turned me off with the battle system in the game. Because you have to Dynamax. I mean, you don't have the Dynamax, but if you don't, you're going to have a tough time. I was like, what?
Eternatus.
Eternatus, yeah. Or whatever it means. I was like, so now that's going to be introduced in the anime, where they could, like, turn huge, right?
Well, they haven't gotten to that point yet. Right. They're going to other regions first.
Oh, still? They're still not in Galar?
No. Not last time I checked.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, because they started, I think, in maybe Kanto. Where he was back there, and then him, Ash, and his new partner or whatever, they're exploring the world. All the regions that they've been to, that Ash has been to before.
Oh, they went back.
From the old anime. They're going back to all of those. And, like, the Pokemon from Sword and Shield are showing up in those areas, which makes it even more confusing.
Aaron, that's exactly the face. It's the white guy confused.
It's the white guy confused face.
What? It's confusing. This that's new so series weird. Is even more confusing than before.
Yeah. Well, I think it's also like, I just don't know. I don't get their mentality behind it where they introduce you in the game, the region that the anime doesn't know. If you're watching the anime, you're just like, you know what's supposed to be there, but he's not there yet. Mm. It's like,
and then those Pokemon are showing up in other regions that when they shouldn't even technically be there.
Right.
Then, if it's like new, they've never been there, so.
Like they randomly show up in Kanto.
Yeah, or like a. I think one of the starters they got in Kanto, Scorbunny, I think.
How?
He was in there. I think it's Kanto. I could be completely wrong.
Either way, it's out of Galar.
Yeah, it's out of Galar.
See, that's so weird. Like, it just gets too crazy.
And they gave the. His partner that he's going with, he has Scorbunny. And then they meet Lugia again.
So much is happening.
They legit just meet Lugia.
They just casually meet Lugia.
Yeah.
Because like, in Pokemon the movie 2000, you had to summon Moltres, Articuno, and
Zapdos
to bring him out.
Yeah, he just shows up.
Oh, well, you don't summon them, but they...
You had to go to their island and then...
Get their stone.
Yeah.
And then put it somewhere. And then,
you had to go back, and then you had to play the flute to summon Lugia.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he just shows up.
Who's apparently one of one, but then has a baby. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Lugia has a child. It's in the anime, not the movie.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so confused.
So it's even confusing now.
Yeah.
Which is why I think it's so sad. The anime just went downhill after XYZ.
But because it's such a big... franchise, they can get away with whatever.
They don't care.
Yeah, they don't care. Majority of fans don't care.
Majority.
But then there's people.
I definitely care.
There's people like me who want more of a storyline from XYZ because they were just doing a storyline.
Yeah.
Like they were continuing. Like everything was tied together from all the old anime.
It's not just you're a 10-year-old boy.
Yeah, and they actually gave him a love interest.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, that's cool.
And everyone wanted it to happen because at the end of the anime, she kissed him. They don't show it, but it's known that they kissed. Yeah.
Lude.
Her name's Serena, Lude. Yeah. And everyone wanted what? the next anime series to be them two together.
No, who? What's her name?
Serena.
Serena?
Oh. Yeah.
Her last name, William?
Probably. No. But yeah, and then Sun and Moon came out, and everyone's completely disappointed. Because they didn't continue. Something that would have been really good. So I don't know. That made
well,
me
I feel
sad.
Like that's what that's how it was with Ash with any girl character or yeah. companion that he went with, right?
Facts.
They had this relationship where it's like there could be something, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then nothing really materializes, and then they move on to the next
duo
region,
or,
and
yeah,
then
next region he has two.
He
new
has
partners.
Like a new
girl
interest
yeah.
or whatever.
But like the thing about this, they really throughout the whole anime, it was really obvious that she liked him, and they actually built that relationship more, even though he was still a little oblivious to it, like usual.
But that's the same thing with almost like Misty.
No, it was definitely with Misty, and I'm pissed that they never got together.
That's basically what happened to XYZ.
Yeah, you're saying yes.
Pissed. Oh, so it's funny because after Pokemon the movie 2000, I think they came out with this like Pokemon soundtrack
mm-hmm.
called 2B, like number 2, letter B, a master.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. I listened to that CD religiously mm-hmm. in my room
mm-hmm.
with headphones on, just like, you know, jamming out whatever. And there's a song, Misty song.
Yeah.
And talk and sing. Or the song is about her, I guess, love for Ash, or like her wanting him to notice her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like
notice the standpoint.
Yeah.
Oh, and back on the whole, it ties together. Serena, she's known Ash since she was a child.
What?
She
excuse
was in
me?
The Kanto region. They show flashbacks of them meeting each other.
Excuse me?
And so they really had something there, and they just never continued it after X, Y, and Z, which made me really upset.
Wait, which Pokemon season is this?
Oh, gosh. XYZ.
Oh, XYZ? Mm-hmm. Is that like Rayquaza?
No, this is Yveltal.
Okay, yeah, you lost me there.
Yeah.
So wait, they knew each other?
Zygarde, yeah, they knew. They've Ash. So kind of, Ash forgot. Serena remembered.
How do you forget?
I don't know, but yeah, they were when they were kids. It was like they were learning about Pokemon,
okay, but
and stuff. And
what's kids? Because he's 10.
Like, true.
Nine.
Maybe 5 years.
Five
old.
Or six.
Probably. Five or six.
So and she was in the Kanto region at the time.
That's the thing about the Japanese, though.
But childhood friends never end up with the main character. Most of the time, come on.
Most of the time.
There are some animes
it's always
where
like
they do.
The new girl. Maybe. Or the girl that he meets later down mm-hmm. the road is the one he wants and ends up with. And the childhood friend is always looking.
It's like, always a good, at least 80% of the time, the childhood friend never wins.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the thing about like the Japanese with like the age. They always like portray like middle school to like freshman high school kids having a relationship or falling in love.
Mm.
And they make them seem older than they really are.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
I'm gonna have to watch XYZ. Mm-hmm. Uh oh. Push the red again. Red.
Like 30 minutes.
Wait, when did it pause?
Just now. Oh, we're good now. We're good again.
So our technical difficulties have been trying to get Dominic to record his voice.
Oh my gosh, it's been such a struggle.
Yeah.
And I can't hear myself, so that's okay. Yeah, but XYZ was like the last good one. You're gonna I don't know. I think the Charizard episode was so cool when they reunited.
I'm hyped for that.
I think at least just watch that episode.
Yes, I think we should at least watch, because you don't need to watch all of it to understand that episode. It's its own episode of just, it's all tied. It's mm-hmm. not like each anime series is completely different. It's mm-hmm. showing how they can tie it all together and stuff, yeah. which is so cool. And oh my gosh, the fight scene's so great.
Yeah,
Naruto.
So speaking more about the games, aside from the RPGs, a very, very huge game that took part of my life was Pokemon Stadium.
Love Pokemon.
Pokemon Stadium was a lot of fun. Heck
Pokemon
yeah.
Stadium, Pokemon Snap.
Pokemon Stadium 2.
I never got to play Pokemon Snap. I always just watched it on YouTube. The whole series.
Yeah, you weren't even born yet.
Yeah.
Was there another one after 2?
I think they're coming out with a new one for the Switch. They're coming out with another with the Snap. Huh?
A new stadium?
A new Snap.
Snap. Oh, we're talking about Stadium.
Oh, I thought you said Snap. A stadium, there was...
No, there was only two, right?
It was only two, and then... did you guys ever play Pokemon XD, Gale Force, or whatever it was called, where they introduced Dark Lugia, Primal Lugia? I forget what his name was, but
there's
the, like...
a Dark Lugia now?
Yes. In a completely different, universe of Pokemon. Where it's like... it's like a Lugia universes. That became evil, and it completely different color change. It's purple and, like, red eyes.
You know,
it was
so
cool.
Pokemon's like? Like, the universe? No, it's like Marvel. They're just the same people, but there's so many different like universes.
Yeah.
But
Pokemon XD was a lot of fun. That was like,
was it an anime also?
State, I maybe I don't remember if it was
No. I was thinking of Disney XD.
Oh no! Oh my goodness.
I was like, is that a channel?
Oh my goodness. No, but it was basically. They took the engine, I think, I could be wrong, but that's what it felt like. They took the engine from Stadium and turned it into an RPG.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and where, like, Pokemon would be evil and you have to purify them, and once they're purified, then you can catch them. Ooh. And that's basically Lugia, and it all started with Lugia, how they did an experiment where it went wrong and Lugia became evil. And so then more Pokemon started to do that.
But it was still Lugia.
It was still Lugia, just Dark Lugia. Enraged. I forget what it was called.
That kind of sounds cool.
It was a lot of fun. No, and that came out early on, too, so.
Pokemon Stadium. I remember thinking, I was like, why don't they just make a Pokemon game like this?
Mm-hmm. And they did.
Like the animation. No, like the RPG, like back in the day.
Oh, well, like, yeah, because it came out in that time for the 64, I think.
Yeah,
I think so. When XD came out or something. Oh. Yeah, it was early on, really early on. It wasn't like now. It had the same exact graphic, maybe a little bit better, I think. But it was the same engine. It was Stadium, just RPG. Because it was all the animations and everything, which was really cool.
But like, I was just thinking, I was like, imagine.
Yes.
If the Pokemon, like the animation fight scenes were like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be cool.
My mind would have been blown.
But I think what I enjoyed the most, and I know you enjoyed it too, were the mini games.
The mini games were the best.
So I think, like, dude, can we agree that Pokemon Stadium mini games was like the OG, like Smash Bros.
Facts.
Dude, it got hit. Like, you get heated against like all your friends that you played against.
Mm-hmm. That was like, well, yeah. So I did play Smash, but I wasn't like, I didn't want to like. Be like crazy good at it because I really didn't. I was like, this is a cool game, but oh, Pikachu's there, but whatever. Like, it was fun. But if there was like that one competitive game, it was the mini games
the mini game.
In the stadium. Like, I would.
Yes, exactly. That one pissed me off so much when like I'm trying to get one and then like somebody just bumps me and steals it from me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The wasabi or the tea?
Mm-hmm.
The one I remember like, the most is the Licky Tongue sushi.
I would get really pissed at France.
That was so much fun.
Like any of the games.
Mm-hmm.
We would play those for hours.
Yes. Or you accidentally get the wasabi.
Master.
Yeah.
Like we would try and master like the Ekans toss, ring toss,
Ekans toss, the Magikarp jump.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That one was
like the timing had
really,
to be perfect. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I forgot. I wish I can go back and remember what my highest score was.
For which one?
The Magikarp jump. Count.
Oh my gosh, that was also fun. Yeah.
It's like if you didn't push the button hard enough, your fish didn't jump high enough.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or if you press it wrong, even if you press it hard,
it doesn't
high.
Go up.
It just go high enough. Yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah.
The hardest one though was the hypno, the drowsy.
Yeah. Oh, the pendulum
one.
I had a trouble.
100%.
That one's tough.
Like in the beginning, it's like, yeah, sure, this is easy. And as soon as it get past like a certain speed, you were like guessing at that point.
You're just butt mashing.
Yeah, because you were like, it's either I go or you go first. Like, you didn't really ever know.
Yep.
Oh, man, that game was fun.
I forgot about those ones, like the Hypno, the Magic, because I always remember the Licky Tongue, because that one was a lot of fun for me.
I'm trying to remember the other. I know there was the one where you played as Metapod or...
Oh, the Harden. Oh, the Harden. Yeah.
The Harden one.
That,
yeah.
That one was fun.
Was fun. They were all fun.
All the games were great.
Yeah. And then the one where you play as Sandshrew and you dig.
Yes.
Yes.
The L and R.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
I remember just like putting the controller between my legs.
Yes,
just
like, dude. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh. And then they came out. Yeah. And then they came out with two. And the minigames just got even better.
Yeah.
Even better. The Scyther and Pinsir.
The Scyther, the Pinsir.
I remember all Stadium 1. I don't remember Stadium 2.
Okay, so Stadium 2 had the one where you can play like a top.
And you Hitmontop, yeah.
Hitmontop, and then you're like spinning and
you're like knocking each other out.
Okay.
You had the Scyther one, which was really fun. So you cut the log
at a certain line.
Okay, I'm starting to remember.
You had that one. The Pokemon counter one, where you
that was my favorite.
A specific Pokemon that you had to count, and then they had like four other kinds of Pokemons, and you're just like trying to count. And then sometimes the best strat is like when you think you know, but you add a couple more.
Yes. And then you get it right.
And you get it right.
This is the best.
I'm trying to think what
Chansey egg catch.
Oh, love the egg.
Love. Okay. I would master that. I would like play only that game to get it perfect. If I didn't get it perfect, I'd start over.
The one I hated the most was where you're playing as Golbat and you're flying through the cave trying to catch the hearts.
That was like the only game I didn't like.
Yeah.
We always try to avoid that one. What else?
There's
the obstacle course.
The obstacle course.
Yeah.
That was in the first one, though, right?
Was it in the first one?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, no, that was two. Sorry. Yeah, that was the
second
one.
Was it the second?
Yeah, it was two.
Because Pokemon Stadium 2 is when the games got really dynamic, I feel like.
Oh, no, it was one.
Is it one?
It was one.
Because I swear it was one.
Oh, yeah, because you go left and right and you could jump over stuff, right? Okay.
But I think they had a version of that in the second one.
I think I'm gonna have to look it up, but
yeah, they do. I think
so. Do you remember who it was?
I don't remember the Pokemon. I know there's
what other game I
hated? Wasn't there a Taurus one?
Huh?
Wasn't there a Tauros minigame? Or am I wrong?
Tauros?
I know there's one where like we're all walking around in a circle and then the cup comes up and you have to grab the food.
What's that monkey's name?
Mankey?
No, it's not Mankey, it's the other one.
You know which one I'm talking about. Apom, yeah. We have to grab the thing.
Apom was Sinnoh region, I think.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
Hold on, we need to fact check that because I've heard.
You know what game I also hated besides the Golbat one? Stupid Delibird one.
The presents?
Hated that game.
I just like hoarded all the presents and then I just kind of weaved my way through.
Yeah, but like how like the more you get, the slower you are.
Yeah.
And you're going through the conveyor belt and if you get hit, you lose it all.
Yep. Oh.
Hated that game because friends will like purposely sabotage you, push you down or whatever.
I tried to go for like the same item every time so you get the combo.
Oh, true. Other game was there. I had it. I don't know what it was. Oh, the Mr. Mime.
Oh, yeah.
The hockey game.
The hockey game.
That one was sick. The barrier game.
Yep. Yeah.
The Pokemon counting one, like when it got to the very last one, we just count everyone.
You're just mashing everything.
Whenever I would get it exactly right, I'd feel like a genius. I don't know why. I was like, I have like the eye speed of a genius.
My processing
speed. One can touch me. I know my processing speeds. No one can touch me. What'd you find, Dominic?
Apom was Gen 2.
I told you.
No, it was definitely Gen 2 because I remember when the cards came out for the second one. He was the one where I was like, that tail is weird.
Mm-hmm. It's like a tail with like a hand.
Yeah. I think it was because in the anime he was introduced in the Sinnoh region. Like he was really given a spotlight in the Sinnoh region. Because that I remember him being there. Because that's why I was like, oh, he was Sinnoh region. But no, he wasn't. I forgot he was Gen 2.
So Gen 1's... just briefly, Gen 1 cards, they're sweet.
The Charizard.
But as soon as they introduced the second gen cards, and the first time I got those was a childhood friend who was visiting from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they knew. Maybe my parents mentioned it. where I was super into the cards, they got me first edition Gen 2 cards. The design on those, I was like, there's no way anything can beat this. Mm-hmm. They're so good. And it had like a holographic, the first card I got was a holographic, what's Chikorita's final form? Mega.
Oh.
Megalion?
Bayleaf?
Bayleaf, no, was not Bayleaf. It's the second one. Chikorita and Bayleaf, and then
Meganium.
Meganium. Yes. That was the first holographic I got, and the design on those.
It's fire, right?
Chef's kiss, dude.
Ooh, doing that chef's kiss. Okay.
Chef's kiss.
That was wet.
That was wet. That was
a wet, wet kiss. Wet and loud.
I just remember reading the cards. I was like, I don't know what the heck this is, but these are sweet.
Right?
Oh. And Steelix. That's when they introduced Onyx's the Steel evolution. Pokemon.
Yeah.
Steelix's holographic card, top tier. It was so amazing. Ugh. After that, I never got any of the cards after that generation.
They got wild.
I
want to
find my cards now.
Me too.
I know they're here somewhere.
Wild.
Do you remember where my cards are?
I have no clue. I don't even know where mine are anymore.
I have mine.
And I had
like
a big
booklet,
binder of them too.
Like,
mine has a booklet with the sleeves also.
Yeah.
And they also have random like Digimon and Dragon Ball Z cards.
I think mine's like, it might just be Pokemon, but I might also have my Yu-Gi-Oh cards in there too.
Ooh, nice.
My most treasured card is my obelisk card.
Oh boy.
Dang, you have all five pieces or whatever?
That's Exodia.
Oh, Exodia. Oh, obelisk.
Exodus.
I always say Exodus on accident.
Obelisk is like the dragon one.
Right? Obelisk is the blue
one. Tormentor.
The Tormentor.
Oh,
the winged dragon. The winged dragon of Ra. That was my favorite one. The red
the
guy.
Winged dragon
of Ra. Is
sick. Oh wait, winged dragon of Ra was the yellow. He was the yellow one. And then Obelix the Tormentor was the blue guy. And then the red one was the Sky Dragon. I forget. That was my favorite. The red one. I always wanted to get his card, but I never got it.
Let's get back on topic.
Back on Pokemon.
That's a completely different topic.
Yeah, well, yeah. Which legendary were we talking about? Or what were we talking
it
about?
It was a legendary. It was just...
Oh, the Pokemon cards.
Pokemon cards.
I have in my collection, I want to find it, first edition Charizard. In German.
What?
Wait, really?
Yes.
Like the holographic one? The like super rare, the...
I mean, it's not as rare as the English or Japanese.
But still.
But it's the first edition Charizard.
In German.
In German.
That's cool. Amazing.
I forgot his name is like Gluk something. It's just so funny how other countries translate their Pokemon. Mm-hmm. Even the Japanese, like I'd never...
Lizardon?
Huh?
I think in English, like... The English translation of Lizardon or something like that.
I need to find my cards, man.
Yeah, I want to see that. The Charizard holographic.
I never showed you?
I've no,
definitely showed
I never
you.
Got to see
you
it.
You know what's funny, too? It's in a binder that's Pokemon.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I just bought a regular binder.
Keep it low-key.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, Pokemon Stadium 2, like those minigames. Next level.
Did you ever do the quiz? The quizzes?
Yes.
Like to test your knowledge of Pokemon?
I don't remember what the questions were.
I know some of them are pretty hard.
No, they're pretty hard. Like the hard ones are hard. Because like, it definitely makes you question, like, wait,
yeah.
Is that the answer? Like what's... It's like questions like, what was Pikachu's original name going to be? Or what was his original design going to be?
Oh, jeez.
Big breasted type. But yeah, Pokemon Stadium 2, I really hope they come out with a new one.
That would be cool, because they kind of did it with Pokken Tournament a little bit, but that was...
Did they have minigames?
No, not
minigames.
Oh, just
the style,
but
yeah.
The way that you
Tekken
could actually...
Tekken-style Pokemon?
It was Tekken-style Pokemon, but like you could say that's the closest to Pokemon Stadium you could get. But that would be cool. That would make sense to do it on the Switch, too.
Oh, that's another thing. Like how I remember as a kid, I was like watching the anime. It's like, oh, it's so cool how they fight, right? And then you play the game and you're like, this sucks. Input,
yeah.
Animation, mm-hmm. Hit, that's it. And then watching like Pokken Tournament come to life,
mm-hmm.
It's like, dude.
Oh, your childhood fantasy.
Like, imagine if the like, I guess the next iteration of Pokemon RPG style. It's like real-time fighting mm-hmm. where you control the Pokemon. That'd be cool. I would buy a million copies. I bet one for you. Hey, look at that. You made it to the end of part two of this episode. Kudos to you for sticking it out this long. We really appreciate you listening to our podcast. Be sure to check out part three. And if you like what you hear, be sure to spread the word to all of your kawaii friends. Arigatou gozaimasu.